In today's module, we're going to be exploring your relationship and your connection with yourself, and why building a strong, deep connection with yourself is the foundation of everything, why coming in to connect more deeply with yourself is such a key and important part of this work of living in your power, living guided by your inner wisdom, and being the source of what you want to feel rather than looking outside of yourself for that. So what we're going to talk about today is the tendency we have to disconnect. What it means to disconnect from ourselves and what that looks like. And I want to give you a whole range of indicators, things that I've noticed in myself and I notice in the clients that I work with that indicate that we are not fully connected to ourselves in that moment, and instead we are caught up in things outside of ourselves that are pulling us away from ourselves. So first of all, this connection with ourselves is about being really in tune. You know, this is what this whole slow down and tune in and journey is about, being really in tune with ourselves, our wants, our needs, our feelings, our truth, our inner wisdom, being guided from within, being guided from ourselves, not being pulled and swayed by all the stuff outside of ourselves, not seeking and chasing and searching and striving, not doing things to get other people's love and make other people happy and get money and get success and get validation, all of that stuff that leaves us feeling so anxious. So this inner connection is really drawing all of our awareness into ourselves and living guided by, living as our own inner authority, living guided by our truth and what we truly desire and what feels good to us. So let's talk about a couple of reasons. Actually, I've got a whole list of reasons here, and I'm just going to read through them as to why this inner connection is so important and what can happen when we're not really nurturing this connection with ourselves. So if we're not looking within for guidance, and if we're not looking to our own inner wisdom for guidance, we will be looking outside of ourselves for guidance, which means we're asking other people's opinions, we're copying or following other people, and we're doing what we think we should do. If we're not tuned into our heart, we are instead living ruled by our mind. And we know the path that takes us down, doing what makes sense and what sounds good and looks good, but doesn't nourish us and make us happy. When we're not tuned into ourselves, our own emotions and our responses, we're really swayed and knocked around by the external world. So when we're not supporting ourselves through our feelings and looking after them, we're instead almost like a ticking time bomb waiting to explode and react, and the external world will really trigger us. When we're not tuned into ourselves and knowing who we really are, we're very affected by other people. So again, we will be constantly going against our own inner truth to live in alignment with other people's truth, what they want or expect or need from us. When we're not connected to ourselves, we're not in tune with our authentic self. Again, we might be living off an old programmed identity of who we think we should be, and we really need to get into connection with ourselves to awaken the voice of our authentic self so we can live in alignment with that, with who we really are and what we really want. When we're not connected to ourselves, it's very difficult to find inner peace and calm, because our mind will tell us we can only feel calm when things outside of us look a certain way. So we're not in charge of that feeling of being at peace and calm. We feel like things need to be different outside of us first. When we're not connected with ourselves, it will be very difficult to have a deep feeling of self-love, and we will instead be addicted to external love, chasing little hits of love to fill us up because we don't know how to do that for ourselves. When we're not connected to ourselves, it's very difficult to be mindful and aware of our thoughts. So our thoughts will just be firing off, running on autopilot, guiding our life, and we'll be reacting to them, but we won't have the space to be slowing down and witnessing what's going on in our mind. And we need to be connected to ourselves to be fully aware and present to what is going on in our mind and be choosing our thoughts wisely. If we're not connected to ourselves, we're very likely not checking in on ourselves. And we've talked about this in past videos, checking in to ask, what's a yes or no for me? What do I want to do in this situation? What feels like the right choice for me? What is my heart telling me? And so we're missing out on all that powerful inner guidance when we're not connected to ourselves. We're not in our power. We're not living in our full power. Instead, it's like our power is outside of us, and it feels like things have power over us and control us, versus us being a powerful being who is creating our reality. And when we're not connected to ourselves, we are out of touch with what we want and need. And we've talked about the importance of really being able to know what you're feeling and what you're needing at any time so that you can support yourself, give that to yourself, and feel really nourished in your relationship with yourself. And so let's look at some of these indicators, and I get you in the workbook to reflect on if any of these are playing out for you. These are the things that I notice that are indicators that I am disconnected from myself in the moment. And when you see these, celebrate them, be grateful for them, because then you can see you need to come back into connection with yourself. I will notice a feeling of being numb. So in that, I won't feel very connected to my feelings and emotions. I may notice there's something going on for me, but I won't be able to identify what it is. I'll feel out of touch with gaining clarity on what my feelings and emotions are trying to tell me. Or you might just have a numb feeling in your body. You won't feel connected to your body as well. So when we're disconnected, we're more so living from the mind. And we're actually, it's almost like we're living from the neck up. So the mind's really loud. But if you try to drop into the body, you'll find it hard to do. You'll find it hard to feel grounded, to maybe feel your feet, to be breathing into to discomfort or sensations in the body. And you'll notice your mind constantly wanting to pull you out of the body's experience. A big indication of the disconnection is our inability to be in the present. We've already talked about this in our earlier modules, but when you're really connected to yourself, you're super present because you're super in the body. You're just super relaxed in the here and now. But indicators of disconnection for me are really when I'm super future past in my mind and I'm really finding it hard to just be here. A massive indication for me of a disconnection is where I'm really reactive. So we've been touching on this, but let's just want to really clarify this. Really like the external world deeply impacts how I feel. So I know for me, when I'm disconnected from myself, I haven't been nurturing my connection with myself enough. Everything my partner does has a very strong impact on me. I can be very oversensitive, overreactive, easily triggered. Over analyzing of his actions and making it mean things about me. And I get really anxious and insecure. But when I'm actually feeling really whole and connected and happy within myself, I just let him be him. And it actually doesn't impact me that much. So I find that noticing whenever something outside of me is having massive impacts over how I feel, it's an indication I'm not really connected to myself and haven't been nurturing my relationship with myself enough. So you're very easily triggered. This has actually been going on for me a little bit lately. I've been noticing because I haven't had enough of my own time lately outside of work and outside of my partner. And so I'm becoming more easily triggered. And I've been having a few explosive kind of emotional outbursts because I haven't had the space to support myself through my feelings. And I've just been getting really easily triggered. So that's always an indication to me when I notice that happening. You'll find you're not breathing. You know what I mean? You get that tense, tight, on edge, shallow breathing, almost fight or flight nervous system, to me is a very big indicator of disconnection. Control, one of the biggest indicators. Now, please, there's no judgment when any of this plays out because this all plays out for me at different times, but we just want to notice it. So you'll find yourself unable to surrender, unable to relax and let go and feel safe and overthinking, needing to control, predict, plan, be in charge of everything in order to feel safe. Because when you're actually really connected to yourself, your body and your inner wisdom, you feel very safe all the time. And even in the unknown, because you're really trusting yourself and your body to guide you and you're trusting the universe and that everything's okay. But we're in a very disconnected, fear-based space when we're running patterns of control. We're using only our action to create results as well. So we kind of go into overdoing mode and we get that frenetic action. You know, do, quick race, rush, da-da-da. That's very much an indicator of disconnection, because instead we can be acting from a very calm, inspired space when we're really anchored into ourselves. You'll be noticing a lot of patterns of avoidance and distraction, getting on your phone any chance you can, not wanting to sit with yourself or be alone, television on, texting that person you shouldn't text, scrolling on Facebook, online shopping, anything to avoid, emotional eating, anything to avoid being with yourself and your feelings. out of touch with your wants and needs. And instead, and again, I've been, to be completely honest, noticing this playing out a little bit, more in tune with other people's wants and needs than your own. So a disconnection from myself is always, for me, reflected in my attention is more on other people than me, what they're feeling, what they're wanting and needing, and I'm molding myself into them rather than really honoring what I need. People pleasing, a big one. That will again play out, and that is an indication of a disconnection from ourselves because we're making other people happy over making ourselves happy. You will notice feelings of being stressed, tense, overwhelmed, overstimulated, and just unable to relax and unwind. So even when you do get that moment at the end of the day to relax, you can feel your nervous system is still like this. Yeah. You'll find when you're in a space of disconnection, you are relying a lot on other people's opinions, thoughts, and ideas rather than trusting your own when it comes to making decisions and knowing what the right thing is for you. You will have power in other people as well. So again, feeling very attached and addicted to their love, their validation, their approval, their acceptance, how they respond. You're hypervigilant and hyper aware of how they're responding to you rather than just using, again, how you feel and who you desire to be as your guide of how to show up. We can't hear our intuition. So when we are disconnected from ourselves, again, we're up in our mind or we're hyper aware of the external world and we're out of touch with our inner voice, which requires quietness and space for us to hear her. You will notice a very loud, critical, judgmental, negative, overanalyzing voice in your mind. And that voice is always there. But what I find is the more you drop into the body and the more you drop into the moment and drop into connection with yourself, that voice just calms down. Or it's like this, the volume goes down on it or the intensity goes down on it. It might still be there, but it's just nowhere near as loud or dominating. You'll find a lack of clarity unfolds when you are disconnected from yourself. So we instead get very confused because we're using our mind to get clarity. We're overthinking, we're analyzing, we're doing pros and cons. What's the right thing to do? What would he do in this situation? What would she say if I did this? Ugh, crazy noise. When you're really in your body and in alignment with yourself and your inner wisdom, you have clarity. You hear that inner voice so clear as day. And you don't need to question anything. Let's see, I think that's pretty much everything I have there on my list. And you're very worried what other people think of you. That ties in as well. So there'll be a lot of awareness around worrying what other people will think, whether they will take their love away, whether they'll no longer like you if you act in a certain way or speak in a certain way. So like that feels really overwhelming just to say all of that, doesn't it? It feels really big. And part of you might be like, oh my gosh, Connie, I relate to almost all of that. And the reason I've got this list here is because I literally can relate to all of them as well. They are things that I can see play out for me all the time, but they don't have to be your dominant experience. They don't have to be the only way that you feel. What they can become are things that you notice, but that you can catch out, and through doing the work we're going to talk about in the next couple of videos, you can reconnect with yourself, shift out of those patterns and into a completely different space within yourself. So if you are noticing any of these things play out, just be like, awesome, at least I can see it. These are indications of a disconnection from myself, my power, my wisdom, my feelings, my body, the present moment. I'm going to use these as my indicators. I'm going to use these to help me see that I'm disconnected, and I'm going to draw on the tools on the coming videos to help me reconnect. So just spend some time reflecting on that with no judgment on yourself whatsoever, and then keep working through the following videos where we're going to start to create some changes around this.